morning. My name is Cécile Gauzet. I've been flying Sabena for about 30 years. I started as a stewardess, and after 15 years, I became a purser. And when I joined Sabena in 1974, the company just bought 3 DC-10s, which are wide-body aircrafts, and we had the chance to fly directly on those aircrafts instead of starting on the European flights first for 2 years. And this was a real gift for us. A whole bunch of girls in the 20s flying directly to Africa, the Far East and South America. It was fabulous. In Africa, Sabena meant a lot. In little cities where nobody was going, when Sabena wasn't coming anymore, it meant that very dangerous events were going on. And when we came back again, the population said, ah, Sabena's back again. Okay, things are coming back to normal.
My name is Yves Dankers, and I flew for Sabena for about 30 years. I started in 73, and it ended for me in 2002 after the bankruptcy, because I flew for the charter company of Sabena, which was Sobelair.
I'm Ingrid Arnowitz. I'm from Meissen, and I started to fly in 78, and I stopped in 96. So it was a very nice job I did, and once you are air hostess, you stay air hostess for all your life.
Hello, my name is Philip Gores. I'm used to work for Sabena for 22 years. I was a cabin crew staff, started in January 1980, flew as a steward for 7 years, then made the promotion for purser for the short haul flights in 1988, and just 2 years later I became then a senior purser on the long haul, which I did until the end. Unfortunately, in November 2001, my youth dream stopped all of a sudden. You were at service for the passengers that you could give a service, something opposite what you have right nowadays. I mean, with the low cost carriers, you pay even for a glass of water, whereas in the old days, even in 2001, when Sabena stopped, I remember on a short flight from Brussels to Paris, even the passengers in economy class were entitled to free coffee and tea and a hot croissant, whereas nowadays people no longer care. They just want the cheapest ticket they can have. They no longer care about the company they're flying with. So it was a complete different world. Sabena, it starts with an S, and the S always shone brightly on the tail of the aircraft. It was the S of Sabena, of course, but also the S which meant service. And in the old days, an airline provided a service, because all the airlines charged the same fares for air travel. Whether you flew from Brussels to Rome on Alitalia or Sabena, the price was exactly the same. It was a service that had to make the difference. So you had to attract passengers with the way you could serve them. Uniforms were very important, was a part of the service, and that's also the reason why airline companies changed the airline staff uniforms every 4 or 5 years, just to get the attention of the passenger going. It was all part of a service. Even until the end, Sabena hired famous fashion designers like the Stradivari uniforms, Louis Ferraud uniforms, and then in the 60s, like the Courage style uniforms. Styling was very important. Styling of the uniforms, styling of the aircraft cabin, styling of the airline offices where people could buy a ticket. Nowadays, airlines no longer have offices because everyone buys a ticket online, of course.
What's your best memory?
Well, there are so many. I really couldn't say. I remember being in Mexico for 4 days, and the captain said, okay, it's the first flight to Mexico for a few of you. Let's rent a car and go and see the pyramids of Teotihuacan. And we went to outside Mexico, 40 kilometers, and there we were in the Aztec civilization. I said, I can't believe I'm paid to be here. It's wonderful. But we had the same for the temples in Bangkok or whatever, or the beautiful landscapes in Alaska, or just say it, and we have been there.
My best memories is my whole career, and I would say my best memory is one particular flight about 32 years ago when I left for a 2 weeks flight to the Far East, and on that particular flight was a lovely young flight attendant, which later became my wife and still is, and we had 3 boys. We are living happily ever since.
So you're a Sabena family.
Exactly, and I've got 2 sons flying now, so we are still in aviation.
Oh, there are a lot of nice memories, you know. The friendship between us, yes.
My best memories, well, aviation interested me since I was a small child, and I always wanted to work for Sabena. And my best memories is, well, the fact that you could represent the company. We really identified with the company. I mean, you worked for Sabena and you were Sabena, and the fact that you were kind of ambassador for your own country.
what do you do now?
Well, after Sabina stopped in 2001, I decided for myself not to return to the aviation, because I think sometimes things disappear from your life and you don't have to start looking for things that no longer exist. So I decided to do something completely different, and nowadays I work for the Royal Museums of Art and History in Brussels, where I am in charge of the loans, which means all the works of art that are on loan to other museums all over the world. Well, I do the logistics.
And they have to fly there?
We have to fly there, but unfortunately usually the curator that wants to fly. It happens to me from time to time, but not that often.